He met the town, or as many members of the town as were interested, including most of the police department, in the auditorium of the brick town hall. A board of selectmen sat on stage in folding chairs. Jesse stood, while the chairman of the board of selectmen introduced him from a lectern, reading into an insensitive microphone from a sheet of paper with his remarks typed out on it. "It gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to present Paradise's new police chief, Jesse Stone." The chairman of the board was Hasty Hathaway. He wore a pink shirt and a plaid bow tie and a seersucker jacket that appeared too small for him. Jesse wore his dark suit with a white banded collar shirt and no tie. He wore the short 38 and a black holster in back of his right hip. Hathaway handed Jesse the new badge that said Paradise Police Department around the outside and Chief across the center. Jesse slipped it into his shirt pocket. "As most of you know, Chief Stone comes to us from Los Angeles, California, where he is a 10-year veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department, serving most recently as a homicide detective. He holds numerous departmental citations and was once featured in Parade Magazine's list of America's top cops. Chief Stone, would you care to say a few words?"
"I'm glad to be here," Jesse said into the microphone. "Right now, everyone in the room knows more about the town than I do. I'll need your help. Thank you."
He stepped away from the microphone. Hathaway looked as if he were hoping for more, but he rallied.
"Okay," he said. "Let's give Chief Stone a round of applause."
Everyone clapped. Jesse went upstairs with Hathaway and the town legal counsel, whose name was Abby Taylor, and signed several papers. While he was signing them, he noticed that the town council was wearing a nice-looking pale yellow suit with a short skirt. Then he went next door to the brick wing where police and fire were housed and sat down in the swivel chair in his new office. Lou Burke came in with a Sig Sauer 9mm pistol. "The one Tommy Cosson turned in," Burke said, "when he got fired."
"Thanks," Jesse said. "I got my own gun."
Burke shrugged, put the pistol on the desk.
"Belongs to the department," he said. "Goes with the job."
Jesse picked up the gun, put it in the right-hand drawer of the desk.
"Have a seat," Jesse said. "I might as well start learning."
Burke sat. He was a compact man with dark skin and an advanced case of male pattern baldness. What hair remained along the sides of his head was black and cut very close.
"Is this a first-name department?" Jesse said.
"Has been."
"Good.
How you feel about them bringing me in from the outside, Lou?"
Burke said quietly for a moment as if thinking about the question.
"Relieved," he said finally.
"You didn't like being chief?"
Burke shook his head.
"Why not?"
"Pay is not worth the aggravation," Burke said.
"Tell me about the aggravation," Jesse said.
"You're used to big force," Burke said.
"Big city, a lot of cops, a lot of people. You get to keep some distance from the civilians. Here, you're a town employee.
Everybody knows everybody.
Civilians are in our face 24 hours a day."
A big yellow cat came silently into Jesse's office and jumped up onto the window ledge and curled upon himself and went to sleep in the sun.
"Who's this?" Jesse said.
"Captain Cat," Burke said. "Wandered in here 5 years ago. We feed him."
"Cop house cat," Jesse said. Burke nodded.
"Tell me about the town legal counsel," Jesse said.
"Abby?
She works for the firm in town. Big firm for a small town. 10-12 lawyers. Real estate, wills, estate planning, that kind of thing. Gives the town about 10 hours a week, pro bono."
"You like her?"
"She's got a nice ass."
"But you didn't ask me about Hathaway or any of those people," Burke said.
"Thought that might be pushing you a little hard this early in the game," Jesse said.
"I'll find out about them myself."
Burke nodded.
"Selectmen get elected by the town," Burke said. "Town and the police don't always agree on how things get done."
"Lou," Jesse said. "No cop counts on elected officials."
Burke grinned.
"Well," he said,
You ain't as young as you look. Maybe I'm not, Jesse said.